you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We bless your name, God. We lift your name up, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Jesus. God, we just bless you today. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here. God, in spite of everything that has gone on, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. In spite of what we see, Lord God, or what we hear, Father God, or even that's going on in our heart, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your very presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for putting a song on our heart. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you just do that thing. You always know how to bring peace, Lord God, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of chaos, or in the midst of trouble. God, you know how to bring peace. And, God, we just thank you on this morning. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us and keeping us safe for all her harm and danger, seen and unseen. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have peace in our homes, peace on our jobs, peace in our vehicles, peace in, on our schools. And God, we just thank you for having peace, Lord God, all around us. We thank you, God, for seeing about us, Lord God, in every possible way, Lord God. You know everything that's going on, and you care about everything. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for just being here, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for covering us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, being our rear guard, Lord God, having a cloud in front of us, guiding us and directing us. God, thank you, Lord God, for being the God that you are, Lord God, never leaving nor forsaking us and loving on us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for that right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we open up our hearts, Lord God, and we welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, God. We welcome you in, Father God. We welcome you into every area of our lives, Lord God. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our minds. We welcome you, Lord God. We open up our hearts, Lord God, that you can come on in, Father God, and sweep it clean, Lord God. Pull out everything that is not of you. We willingly open up and put our cares on the altar, everything that we are concerned about, everything that has us mixed up, messed up, troubled, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that's on our heart, God, that we can't do nothing about, Lord God, we can't do nothing but simply seek your face, Lord God. So we come before you right now. We ask, Lord God, that you come in, Father God, and help us, Lord God, in every area of our lives, Lord God. We ask, God, that you come in and remove any and everything that is not of you, God. And we ask that you forgive us, Lord God, for those things that is in our heart, God, that is contrary to your word. God, we're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you remove, Lord God, anything, Father God, that may be, Father God, offensive to you, Father God, because we actually sin against you, Father God. So we want you, Father God, to take it all away. Take them all the way. Everything, Father God, that's in our hearts, Lord God. All that spite, all that hate. Oh, God, any and all jealousy and envy and covetous, Lord God. Any anger, any wrath. God, that resentment, that bitterness, that deception, bewitching our own selves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, that competitiveness, God, fighting up against your spirit, rebellion, being stubborn and hard-hearted, stiff neck. God, we confess it all, Lord God. We bring it all to your feet, Lord God. Oh, God, wanting to do what we want to do, when we want to do, how we want to do it, not yielding to your spirit, not saying yes, Lord, not acknowledging you in all our ways so you can direct our paths. God, we want to, Father God, give it all to you right now. God, thinking we know how, being prideful and haughty, Lord God, or not even, Lord God, praising you like we should and acknowledging you and giving you the glory, God, taking it all, Father God, thinking, Father God, that we are the kings and queens and nobody and nothing can do nothing to us, God. It's all lies, Lord God. We just, God, help us, Lord. We bring it at your feet, Lord God. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you help us to release all these things, Lord God, gossiping, Lord God, putting our mouths on your prophets and your anointed, Father God. When you clearly tell us, Lord God, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God, we're asking you, Lord God, for your help, Lord God, to get this thing right before you in the name of Jesus, God, and not harbor any unforgiveness in in our heart, any resentment, Lord God, not wanting to blame others or point the finger, Lord God. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, God, that you will strip away the old, God, old ties, soul ties, and all that stuff, Lord God, that we've been carrying as heavy weights and diverse measures. God, we're asking, God, that you would take it all in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Take it all away, Lord God. Let us not continue to carry these things, Lord God. And as you expose these things, Lord God, give us a heart to accept, Lord God. Even accept those things that we see from other people, God. Because sometimes we just be so amazed, Lord God, like, what the world? But God, Lord God, you already knew what's in our hearts. You know what's going to happen. So God, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God. Even, Lord God, as you show us ourselves, Lord God, and as you go just a little bit deeper, Lord God, going past the surface, Lord God, getting to the root of the matter, Father God, let us not run from it, God, but run to it, Father God. Oh, Jesus, I ask, Lord God, that you help us to release, Lord God, all that stuff, Lord God, that's caught up in our hearts, Lord God, thinking and believing that people are against us, thinking and believing that people don't care, but God, we know that you care, and you have people, Lord God, that are interceding, that are praying, Lord God, that love you for real, Lord God, and want to do right before you, God. I ask, God, put the spirit of prayer upon our hearts. Put your love on the inside of us, Lord God. Put your hope and your peace on the inside of us, Lord God. Put that care, Father God. Remove the coldness of our heart, Father God. Lord God, that we would pray even harder, Lord God. And Lord God, that we would seek even harder, Father God. Lord God, like the precious gem that you are, Father God. Lord God, greater than we seek for that paycheck, greater than we seek for a job, even more than we look for a husband or a wife. God, that we will seek you even the more, Father God, because ultimately, God, it is you, Father God, is our reward. That's you that we need, that relationship. It's you, God, that we need, that intimacy, God, to be made whole, be made complete. God, it's you, God, that we need, Lord God, to encamp around about us, to hold us, to love us, Lord God, and let us know who we are and whose we are, Father God, and let us know who we are and whose we are, Father God. Help us to understand who we are, Lord God. Let us not pervert, Lord God, your identity. Oh God, let us not pervert the word. Let us not pervert what you tell us or what you show us. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask, Lord God, help us, Jesus. Help us, God, to turn from our wicked ways and put down that pride, Lord God, and confess our sins one to another, that we, God, may pray for one another, Lord God. And if that person does not want to receive it, Lord God, let us not be ashamed, embarrassed, or feel some type of way, Lord God. But help us, Lord God, to even pray for them, Lord God, that their hearts would be open, that they, Father God, would understand what your spirit is saying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, and help us, Lord God, not to point the finger, blame somebody else, Lord God, and put it off on somebody else, God. Lord God, help us to look at our own selves, Lord God, and remove, Lord God, the stuff, Lord God, that is in our eyes, God, not judging one another, Lord God. Oh, God, but walking by the Spirit, Father God, walking by faith, not by sight, activating that faith, knowing, Father God, is by you, Father God, in everything, Lord God, through you, Lord, you do all things, Lord God. It's through you, Father God, everything can happen, because you are our shepherd. You have never left us, God. You are always there in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the tests, God, even in the persecution, Lord God, you are there, Father God, when people talk about us, when people are saying these things, Lord God, you are there. When they, Lord God, don't understand, you are there, and we can have confidence and trust in you. We can rely on you, Father God, to pull us out of that dark place, to pull us out of that place, Lord God, that we even put our own selves in because of the way we think. God, help us in our minds, God. Help us in our minds, Jesus, Lord. Help us, God, in our minds. God, regulate our minds. Remove the ill will, Lord God. Remove the negative thinking, Father God. Lord God, open up your understanding of your word to us, Lord God, that we can put it in place and apply it appropriately, Lord God. Not take it out of context, Lord God, but that word, Father God, we can use it, God, and it really, really, really does work. It really, really, really does work, God. In the name of Jesus, we are shaking off all that stuff, God. We're shaking off that stuff that we're carrying. Lord God, we're shaking it off in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're not going to keep carrying this stuff, God. We're giving it off, to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we're putting our trust in you, God. We're putting our trust in you, God, that you will deliver us, that you will make us whole, that you will make us complete, that you will make us holy, that you will make us righteous. Oh, God, that we, God, will have the mind of Christ. We will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh, God, that our mind, that God, will be new. Our bodies will be whole. Our bodies will be healed. We will be made whole, complete in you, Father God. Your word is light, Lord God, light unto my path. Oh God, your word brings us life and not death. God, your word is true. God, let us dive in even the more, God, and put that word on our hearts, Jesus. No matter what's going on, Father God, that we stand, Lord God, we stand, we stand. Father, we stand, God. Take away, Lord God, all the lies, all the deception, all the manipulation, God, in the name of Jesus. Stuff that we've been told, stuff that we said, stuff that we told ourselves that was all lies, God. We want you to take it all away. Take the thorns, God. Take these things, Lord. Jesus, we just need you, God. All that, oh God, stuff, all that stuff. God, we want you to take it all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, regulate our minds, God. Oh, God, give us stability, Lord. God, remove the wishy-washiness, the up and down, Lord God, that bipolar up and down, back and forth. God, stabilize us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we know, Father God, that you are our strength. You are our help. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our comforter. You are our counselor. You are our friend. You are our help. You are our hope. You are our life. You are everything, God. You're everything, and we need you, Lord God. We need you, God. We need you in our marriages. We need you in our homes. We need you in raising our children. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. Help our children, Lord. Help them in their minds and in their hearts, Lord God. Help them, Father God, to see the truth. Help them to hear the truth. God, I don't care if they're grown, Father God. You're still them, God. They're God. You're still your child, God. You reign on the just and unjust, Lord God. Lord God, I'm asking you, God, to reign on all your people on today. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, touch them in their hearts and their minds. Touch our children grown, Lord God. Touch our youth, God. Touch the teens, the preteens, the pre-adults, the young adults. God, in every level, God, touch, Lord God. Help them, Father God, to discern right from wrong. Discern the spirits, Lord God. Help them at even a young age, Lord God, to catch these things, Lord God, and be aware, Father God, and turn, Father God, even as they're sitting in the sanctuary, Lord God. They think they're not listening, but that word is seeping in, Father God. Activate it, Lord God. Let somebody water that seed that's been planted, Lord God, that it will bring increase in their life, that they will walk, Lord God, according to your will and your plan and your purpose, Lord God. That they don't depart from what you have already planted in them, Father God. That they will come to their senses, Lord God. Come, Lord God, to their, oh God, their senses, Lord God, and recognize and understand, God, that they don't have to stay in that dark place. None of us do. We don't have to stay, Lord God, like the prodigal son in the name of Jesus. God, give us the courage, Lord God, to get up out of that mess. Get up out of that filth. Oh God, get up out of the lies of deception, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to come back to ourselves, Lord God. Oh God, like you brought the king back, Lord God. Help us to realize and recognize who you are, that you are God, and we can come running back to you. We don't have to stay in that place, Lord God. We don't have to keep searching, thinking and believing, Lord God. We can't come back to the beginning. We can't come back to the place where we were birthed. We can't come back to the place that we were planted. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, draw all your people, oh God, to their proper place in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever sanctuary, whatever place of fellowship they need to be, God, where you planted them, Lord God, and activate the gifts within them, Lord God. Let them not be ashamed or embarrassed, Lord God. Let them not think, Lord God, that people are pointing the finger talking about them, Lord God. Oh God, but let them know, Father God, that they are so welcome, that they are welcome, and that we will pray with them, and we will intercede with them, Lord God, and then we can
Lord God, are fighting for our lives, Lord. Oh God, I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, draw your people home, Lord God. Oh God, bring them home. Bring them home, God. Bring them to their senses. Help them to realize who they are. Jesus, let us not allow that pride to stop us from admitting our sins, confessing these things. Get these things right, God. Help us, Lord. Help us lay down that pride, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask, God. Oh God, I ask, Lord, as we go, God, continue on, Father, as we continue walking, Lord God, give us that courage we need, Lord God, to keep pressing forward, Lord God, regardless, Lord God, if we think it's hard, Lord, help us to rest in you, put our trust in you, that you are able to keep us, that we are, you don't have to keep ourselves, we don't have to keep ourselves, you can keep us, you have a plan, and it's good and not evil, you have a plan, God help our unbelief. Jesus, those areas that we are weak in, oh God, you have made us strong. You will make us strong. And we don't have to do nothing ourselves. You fight our battles. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, just help us to put on the whole armor, Lord God. And not half of it, not part of it, but all of it. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, that we can get, Lord God, to that place where you want us to be. We can cross over, get to the promises, Lord. We want to see your face, God. That's the ultimate place we want to be. We want to cross over, Lord God, not just in this world, but God, to see your face when you come. God, help us, Lord. Help us in our mind and in our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. God, cover us, Lord God, as we leave this place, Lord, as we go to our next destination. God, keep us safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to be watchful and pray, Lord God. Be mindful of our thoughts. Be mindful of the words that we speak, Lord God, that we won't, Lord God, hurt nobody else because we're hurt, or say something because we're leaning to our own understandings. Help us, Lord God, to be slow to speak and quick to listen, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cover each and every prayer that has gone up before you, each and every person, Lord God. Jesus, every person that we brought before you, everything that we place on the altar, everything that's on the wailing wall, God, we ask that you consider them, Father God. God, every name that has been spoken on the prayer line, every family, God. Jesus, Lord, we can't say them all. We don't remember them all the time, but Lord, you know each and every situation. And we ask, God, that you consider, Father God, those prayers, those requests, Lord God, and that you answer them the way you need them to be, Lord God, not the way we think they should be. And God, give us a heart of acceptance in the midst of it all, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we have access, that we can come to you, Lord. We thank you that we can come to you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we bless you on today, God. Continue to work on our hearts, God. Continue to work on our hearts, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, thank you. We bless you, Lord. Jesus. Breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough, breakthrough. Father, there'll be some breakthroughs this week, God. Even on today, breakthroughs. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.